Oh, hi. Morning, sunshine. Anyway, sorry, but can you shift a little? My legs are cramping. Oh, don't try to get up that fast. It'd make your head hurt even more. What are you startled of? I would be so upset if my morning face can spook the hell out of someone this much. Here, let me help. Here, there we go. Oh, my legs literally got tons of pins and needles right now. Well, right away, how was your sleep? Well, actually, it's not even supposed to be called a sleep. You literally just got into the state of hibernation on my lap. No, it's fine. You don't have to say sorry. It's okay. It's my decision to let you continue to lay your head on me. It's okay. How did we end up like this? Well, I mean, the details of last night is a little bit hazy for me, but I think both of us were pretty wasted on this kitchen floor. We were just chilling at the fridge, took turn to shove the whole bottle of whipped cream down our throat, and you said something funny, but I don't really remember. Anyway, I do remember that somehow it's like we were hugging at some certain point. Can't be sure. And after that, it was like just like the blackout for me. And then I just woke up to the scene where everyone was about to leave, and you laying on my lap. Well, actually, I tried to wake you up already, but it's almost like you were shot by a tranquilizer gun. And your sleepy face is kind of cute. How on earth could I dare to wake you up? Kind of like when the cat chose to sleep on your situation, and you don't want to bother their nap, so you never get a move for eternity. It's okay, really. You know, the day has just started, and you've said sorry too much already. Well, actually, I truly envy your ability to make other people bat away all the fact that you caused them some trouble just because you're a cute sleeper. I beg your pardon. What's your question again? Oh, well, everyone else? They started to leave since it was still dawn. And the host of this party just left to deliver his girlfriend home a few moments before he wake up. So it's just two of us left here, I guess. Anyway, did you remember what did you said to me last night? It sounds important, but still, I really don't know why we both end up laughing at it last night. Oh, you don't remember? Like anything at all? So it's like you don't remember what did you told me, or you don't remember if you ever even told me anything at all? Okay, so is the last one, huh? So, the hug between us after that was also just happening in my head, too? Oh, what a pity. Oh, well, yeah, of course, that was upsetting for me. Especially the whole dream scenario of us having a total freaking blast. Well, guess we can call it a night. Too bad we have seen each other a lot, but we didn't spoke this much earlier. Maybe we could go hang out sometimes. Yeah. Well, Do you want some coffee to help with the hangover before we leave? Well, yeah. Caffeine does help a lot with my grogginess after party. You don't drink coffee. Uh-huh. Okay, so do you want some tea instead then? Okay. Just a second. Oh, I can't remember. Where did he keep his tea bag? Oh, there it is. Oh, I can't reach the top shelf. Can you come grab it out for me? Thank you. Yeah, that one. Thank you. So, do you usually like to hang at a random party like this? I mean, you don't seem familiar with what you drank. And I haven't heard much from the other party's host that you would ever interested to come. Not that I asked them the specific question about whether you would come or anything. Just yeah. Oh, well, really? You actually don't like to party? Me either. Me? Well, at first I didn't expect to appear, but I heard from the host and your name was mentioned. So, I mean, well, here's your tea. Yeah, you're welcome. Oh. Well, it was nothing. I think it's probably just I just got lost in delivering the message. Sorry for getting you confused. Yikes. Anyway, I am enjoying your company. Thank you. Hey, by the way, why did you decide to come since you don't really like to party? Okay. Did you just intend on answering the same answer as I did because you're still questioning what I accidentally said earlier? Okay, fair enough. Well, actually, well, what do you say if I told you I like you? Oh, don't make me say it again. Fine. I said, what would you say if I told you I like you? Well, I really do think that you are incredible. And yeah, I like you in a big, more than friends kind of way. Well, sorry that this may come out of the blue, but I have developed this feeling for you for like a really long time. I know it has always been like it was literally just nothing, but I think I should tell you that I've been feeling this way. And, well, actually, I do think about us a lot. Just kind of make me feel so warm and complete inside. Yeah, that's it. I really do like you. Well, this is awkward. Well, no pressure though. I just want to let you know, and if you don't feel comfortable developing anything more, I'm cool with us being a good friend. Anyway, what would you say? Well, it's fine if you need some time to think. Let's move on, shall we? You finished your tea? Okay, well then give them up to me. I'll wash them. What was that? What was that kiss supposed to mean? Okay, so you feel the same way? Okay. Well, this is so good. Oh my god, this is so good. This is great. Well, can we maybe do it again? Oh shit. We literally breaking things on his counter. Stop. If we keep doing it like this, we'll literally ruin this house at some point. Well, could you please retreat your leg out of my crotch? It's a little bit too close for now. No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. Well, it surprises me that we have this strong dynamic towards each other, but everything just happened to manifest itself this late. By the way, are you genuinely sure that you feel the same way? Yeah, I am a bit concerned. What if I happen to fall in love with you more than I already have? And What if we have created a bond or the commitment in a deeper level, and you happen to realize it later that you didn't actually like me as much? Yeah, that would literally break my heart. Well, thank you for saying that. It means a lot. Well, geez, I know this might sound kinky, but I really do think we should totally hold hands right now. And maybe even cuddle. Except that this is just a random stranger's personal residency. Ugh, fuck it anyway. I'm sorry that I pull your shirt all of a sudden like that. It's all wrinkly now. Jeez. Oh, you are so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Anyway, are you free today? Wanna hang together a bit more at my place? Maybe as a night and date, if you don't mind? Yeah, really? Well, let's get going, shall we? Yeah, if not now, then when? Yeah, we better scoot before he's back and whip our ass to help him clean this place up. Well, let's go.